Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be taking your phone calls and getting into Obama. They're spinning it, basically saying that, you know, he personally apologizes for Americans losing health coverage. Now, remember, and we've got a whole bunch of these clips, he said it first 29 times on one grouping of videos, but then now they found over 50 cases of Obama. In fact, that's an article we ought to do, because I've seen it now up to 59 or 60 or so. It's over 50. That he's done it, so it's more than 29. That's probably newsworthy. That it's 50 plus, probably more than that. I mean, I was trying to count them all up just yesterday. But the good news is that finally people are really starting to wake up. The establishment had known this was coming for a while, but it's just disenchanting people across the board in the system, and the power structure has been on the news asking Obama, as if he's actually running things, well, how are we going to sell stuff in the future if this is such an incredible screw job? See, because they're all getting doubled and tripled premiums. And even though some of these reporters are making $5 million a year, $1 million a year, hundreds of thousands a year, you know, they've had divorces, they've got bills, they've had lawsuits, they whatever, you know, they want more money. And they're, it's fun to feel like you're on the winning team screwing the American people. But they're like, hey, we want to be like Congress. We want to be exempt from all this. And a lot of these companies are being given exemptions. But still, they're like, yeah, but my mom or my dad or my cousin or my neighbors, this is really, well, hey, you wanted to play the part of robbers. You wanted to play the part of the tough gangsters that are, I mean, you got to get in there behind the cash register and beat somebody in the head with that gun. You want to be a real gangster? Go ahead and shoot them when you leave. You know, you're big and bad now. I mean, you're part of a takeover. I mean, you know, you sit here and make jokes about them putting fluoride in the water to sterilize us and dumb us down and give us cancer. You make jokes about GMOs sterilizing and diseasing the rats on record. You make jokes about the thimerosal and the vaccines. But, hey, I know a lot of reporters. Even reporters that still attack me have admitted, and I'm not talking about Piers Morgan, it's others. They go get flu shots, and then their feet get paralyzed for a month, and then now they have muscle twitches in their body, and they have permanent Guillain-Barré, and they still make fun of me and attack me. It's like you went and got a shot, and now you've got permanent problems, and I don't get a thank you for trying to warn you, which I don't deserve a thank you. I mean, it's normal to warn people. Don't drink out of that well. It's poison. I was out in the middle of the desert, and, you know, I saw somebody go into a well that I knew was poisonous. I would say, traveler, I am your friend. There is another stream on the top of that ridge that has sweet water. That water will make you sick and kill your camels. It's not that I'm some goody two-shoes that just wants to get everybody's business. I would expect someone to warn me. I want HUMET. See, we've gotten rid of HUMET, human intelligence, of that's a good restaurant. That's a good doctor. That's a bad doctor. That guy's not good in business. He's a backstabber. Everybody thinks it's cool to just not care and just kind of just bumble through life. We need to get back to having human intelligence, which the internet was used to control us and track us, but it's actually creating human intelligence again, where we share with each other and, like, that is a good place to fish. You know, you walk up to a lake and you say, hey, what are you fishing with? I see you catching fish. They'll say, oh, I'm using purple worms with a... It's just normal human, I want to help you, you want to help me, but people have gotten so false competitive when we could literally build to the Alpha Centauris and beyond, because there's unlimited wealth and power for humanity if we work together. The problem is that that's really what evil is a diseased form of unfair competition where they build fraudulent systems so that the corrupt can dominate. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. I would love to get your take on Obama coming out and saying that he apologizes for it not working as well. And we've all got to work together now. And they waited till the point when the public basically turned on him to do this. They tried the old, this just doesn't exist. It's working wonderfully. This is the best thing since sliced bread. And because that has now failed, they are going to just put us into the process. But look, they had to do this. It never gave anybody free health care. It restricted the quality of the care. It let big insurance companies owned by foreign banks shut down their competition, shut down regional clinics, shut down small hospitals. And it's all in the news now that the big hospitals who had a hand in this basically owned themselves by the big banks and insurance companies, are exempt from all this. And then you're going to have to run to them and pay whatever they demand, and then they're going to operate outside the rules. Regulators are going to leave them alone, and it's going to extinct all their competition. Then they'll say, oh, that was such a disaster, and the socialists will say, hurrah, let's fully nationalize it. But it'll be nationalized with the cost being put on the public and the profits going to the globalists, who always have craved having all our medical records and deciding what type of medical care we're going to get. All the medical doctors I've talked to, all the healthcare program managers, software developers, all of them, they say this is the most vicious, inventive, multi-layered, gigantor fraud the galaxy has ever seen. What did Bongino, the famous Secret Service agent, the top Secret Service agent on Obama's foreign trips, what did he explain in that video that Drudge linked to yesterday or 2 days ago that was so viral, where he said it's worse than you know, it's worse than you think? He said they put out all these scandals on purpose to overload you and break you to where you don't know how to differentiate anymore. This is, and he didn't go forward and say it, but he said he has criminology. That's a criminal tactic, folks. That is just break an area into corruption where the society just accepts it. And then the next thing is, well, the cops might as well manage it and get a little money on the side because it's better than letting other criminals come in and manage it. You know, we'll be guardians of it. I mean, that's how this corruption works. And people like Bongino, they know that. And they're on the inside watching Obama plan the destruction of America for his foreign controllers. And, I mean, it's a big deal. And you know, he said, I can't work with this guy. I can't be in this ship. I'm getting off this ship a couple years ago. Because it isn't cool to walk around on red carpets, folks, and to be on Air Force One. I will assure you, it's creepy. You're around a bunch of evil, soulless people. Let me tell you, I have been around a lot of Hollywood folks. Some of them are neat people individually, but the general culture is so empty and so horrible and so fake, I couldn't want to get away from it faster. The funnest thing in the world is to play dominoes with old men in a hunting shack and to tell jokes around real people and to go out and help build tents with folks and pull people out of the mud and just be real. And that's what they don't like, is just being normal folks, that straight shooters, work together, build a country. We're the enemy, folks, because they know we're not going to just bend over absolutely with what they're bringing in. They've got stuff planned so horrible that there's no coming back from it, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to realize that this is a plan. This is not a screw-up. They don't care if Obama gets the blame and goes on off, you know, into the sunset. Because they can create more racial division on that. They can bring in a new puppet. The next gimmick will be a woman president. And just continue the divide and conquer. And then, yeah, it was a disaster. Yeah, he was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, he was a failure. That isn't good enough. He's got to be impeached. He's got to go to jail. It's got to go way past that. We have to scare these real master criminals again. They have to be concerned. They have to be looking over their shoulder. They have to know we're coming after them politically. I mean, if you just say, oh, do whatever you want, unlimited, they will steal everything. They will blow the engine out on purpose just so they can cut us up for scrap politically and then run off to Switzerland or Luxembourg. I mean, that's the plan. They've always hated Americans. They've always hated our guns. They hate the ghost of the Republic, the ghost of men, the ghost of masculinity, the ghost of ruggedness and rugged individualism, the ghost of honor. They're afraid of the ghost of the Republic. They know it can be reanimated. They know it can rise again. They know as things get more and more horrible, and as it gets darker and colder, and as things get more disgusting and more vile and more decadent, that all of these ancient truths of liberty are going to shine like torches on a hilltop in the deepest of the night. And so they want to extinguish those torches before full night falls. Right now we're in the twilight of the Republic. You can already see the torches of liberty burn so bright now as the sun sets. That's why this show just gets bigger and bigger and more powerful by the minute, which is a great danger and a great responsibility. I'm not even saying that with pleasure. the fact that we are accelerating just at a total viral level of credibility, you name it, on every front, is not a testament to Alex Jones or my crew, even though we're hardworking folks that love liberty, and I'm proud of the work we've done, and we're getting better. It is a testament to Nightfall, ladies and gentlemen. It is a testament of the enemy's vanguard already overrunning most of our civilization, and people see the prosperity draining away like oxygen out of a space capsule if you open the portal. We're dying right now. The Republic has its throat slit with blood spraying out, folks. We're going into shock. I mean, this is it. And so, of course, people are freaked out. Of course, people are starting to wake up. That isn't enough because the false flags are going to be staged. There's no way they're going to even have any chance of getting out of what they've done unless they stage false flags. The political seismic shift of liberty awakening, they can't bring down Nightfall without putting chains on us, because people are going to go to the light. People are going to go to that you know, that cottage that has the light in the window with the sweet smell of stew cooking over a fire. And the New World Order is not going to let that little cottage stand spiritually, politically, physically. It's going to hunt down everything good and remove it. Because do you understand that it must extinguish us? The destination is poverty. The destination is slavery. The destination is dishonor. The destination they're taking us is a horrible place, and they're doing it on purpose because it's the only way they can control society. It's the only way. Let's start going to some of these clips. Here's Obama. Forced to fall on the sword. It's not enough for civilians to do it. And that's fine with the establishment. But notice it's the insurance company saying, you don't change this. You don't back off, Republicans. You see headlines like, Republican leadership says they probably can't get rid of it. And let's have another hit piece on Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, who dared to try to not gut the country. That's why the media has to have this bizarro thing where they, boy, Ted Cruz is discredited. Yeah, he's having to go out and give speeches. He's in trouble with his constituents over Obamacare. He was against it. Huh, he was the one. Huh, he said it was a bad deal. Huh, he said, I mean, that's what MSNBC does every day in CNN. When people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, we should be on, you know, we should have them carrying them on our shoulders. Not that they're perfect, folks, but they're the best we've got, and they told the truth. So their champions are leaders in our credibility to then put a wedge into the enemy's armor, crank it open, and gut the New World Order. It's a major chink. Whenever they come in and attack somebody and really try to destroy them like they're doing Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Ted Cruz, the Pauls, and many others, when they come in and attack us militarily in the info war with their propaganda, why are they attacking us? Why does Rachel Maddow say, don't go with his talking points, Republicans? Tea Party, don't do it. It discredits you, whatever you do. And they're actually desperate, and they think you're so dumb. A smart person would go, oh, my gosh, they're saying that because this is effective truth. They're scared of this information. Instead, the average Republican leadership, because it's controlled opposition, says, yeah, don't go on that guy's show, or don't link to him, or don't promote him, because, man, he's really whacked out. That guy is scary. That guy is spooky. That guy is creepy. No, I'm not scary or creepy. I see exactly what's going on. An idiot could see what was going on if they were truthful with themselves. And I'm here like the 5-year-old or the 3-year-old. The emperor's walking butt naked down the street. No one wants to admit he's naked because they don't want to get in trouble. And the little kid laughs, says he's naked. That's all I've done. And everybody's standing there going, that guy's really scary. No, what's scary is the emperor is butt naked walking down the middle of the street. That's That's what's scary. I'm going to play these clips, then we're going to go to your phone calls. Here's the toll-free number on Obamacare. I want to talk to Obama supporters. Do you still support Obamacare? I want to hear from you. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate lives, the end of everything that stands, the end.
No safety.
No safety, no surprise, the end.
I'll never
look at you.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Can you picture?
Can you picture
what will be under the unlimited tyranny of the globalists? Where they can desperately do whatever they want to us. It is freedom for them. It is liberty for evil.
In a desperate land.
Desperate to attack innocence. Desperate to pull down good things. Desperate to wreck everyone. Make you dependent. Let's go ahead and go to these latest Obama activities that I keep mentioning. And then I want to hear from Obama supporters. I am opening the phones up right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And if you are someone that disagrees with me on Obamacare, or if you did disagree and now you realize it's a fraud, I'd like to hear from you. Or if you've actually had your premiums lowered, everyone I know has had them at least double the yearly premium. And of course, they won't even say that on a lot of the forms. It'll just show, you know, it double for that month. But you've got to also look at it. Or they're staggering it out over the year. It gets more and more until it more than doubles. Some plans like Humana and others, 539% increase. That was a National News story. With the article and with the letter. And you see countless others. We published one with a woman with in Austin, a 200-something% increase. So I'd like to hear from you. And of course, and the argument is, well, that'll pay for my free health care. You could already get Medicare and Medicaid. The hospitals would criminally lie to you and not render aid to you if they did that. And under the socialist model, that's where you statistically, you can look it up, have much higher levels of aid not being rendered. And you're going to find all this out now because that's in the bill as well. And I mean, it was written by insurance companies and big hospitals. What do you think is going to happen? So here's Obama saying that he kind of halfway apologizes. Here it is.
I am sorry that they, are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. We've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them and that we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this.
Oh, they'll deal with it. They're hiring riot police everywhere and armed to the teeth against us. And he's an arrogant narcissist. I enjoy saying when I'm wrong because I want to get it out in the open and try to be better. These people hate saying they're wrong. They're a bunch of arrogant scum that think they're going to live forever. Let's go ahead and go to another one here. Here's Chuck Todd, Grills Obozo. Here it is.
Do you feel like, considering how much this quote has been, it's late night, it's all sorts of things, that... do you understand if people are going to be skeptical of the next promise you make, of the next, or are you concerned that people are going to be wondering, geez, what's the fine print that he's not telling me? Do you get that people might be a little more skeptical? Forget the partisans here in Washington, just average Americans.
You know, I'll tell you, Chuck, I think that I've not been in national public life for 7-8 years. I've been president for almost 5. And I think for the most part people know that I speak my mind and I tell folks what I think and I've been very clear about what I'm trying to do.
All right, I tried to not do this to you, but I did. And meanwhile, if you're a radio listener, there's a painting, a famous painting of George Washington between them, and he always has that look of like, you know, he's embarrassed, he's even posing for the painting. And at that time in his life had just excruciating toothache, so it's like George Washington angrily looking down, but trying to not look angry. Basically, there's George Washington, the epitome of honor, the epitome of manhood, the epitome of will, the epitome of goodness. With this media rat who's only attacking his Lord and Savior, Obama, because they're imploding right now. And then Obama sitting there knowing he's got to be publicly flogged as the sacrificial political goat to keep the banks and insurance companies out of hot water. That's who did this. They're the enemy. They did it. They're the head.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
All right, we're going to go to Kyle and Alan and Matt and others here in a moment. Ezekiel. Matt says that he actually signed up for the Mythical Care. I wonder if this is going to be a Democratic Party operative. It's like 20, they claim, that have signed up. So this is very rare. This is like finding an Easter bunny. Or a leprechaun in your backyard. I mean, this is like a unicorn, folks. This is like a mythical flying pig or something. I mean, this is going to be amazing. I shouldn't be mean. I appreciate Matt calling in. Then we're going to go to Kyle, was a former Obamacare supporter. And then this just says Allen, Delaware. This is on Obamacare. Again, I want to put folks to the front of the line. Everybody can call in on globalist care, banker care. You know, it's good to call it Obamacare because you put it on the Democratic Party, but that's not enough. It needs to be establishment care or scam care or fraud care or foreign bank care or foreign tax care. I mean, it's mainly foreign multinational offshore banks that did this. I'm just trying to think about how do we actually get out of this? The Republican leadership is not going to get rid of all of it. They'll end up watering it down, and it'll be even worse. Because these special interests, again, think it's a virtue to bankrupt everybody. Amazing. So 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. A couple days ago, we released this video. I'm going to have it reposted up on InfoWars.com. That Kit Daniels already did a story this morning on that. Some of the news up on InfoWars.com. New RoboCop movie envisions world patrolled by drones. Fed subjecting innocent women to finger probe of both orifices. This is just too insane. This is intensifying. Activists launch online film festival to counter TSA and NSA attacks on free speech. That's what I'm about to play and then go to your calls. Obama, I am sorry. Americans will lose their existing health care plan because of Obamacare. That video is up on the site. Major hospitals all across the country not included under new insurance plans. Next generation of flash mobs, the breakdown of law and order. World's first 3D printed metal gun. We're going to talk about that. And Paul Greg Roberts has the article, How America Was Lost. And, you know, it's funny. I think the December issue is going to be, as we asked last December, will 2013 be the year America dies? And I really think you can stick a fork in it and say that we're done. But we're not like a person when they're dead, they're dead. We could come back. So I think the cover will probably be something like, I'm not sure. It might be on Fukushima. That may be even more important, a big investigative report we're doing. But 2013, the year America died and was reborn? Because people really are, in every poll, really starting to go, wait a minute, it's not just mismanagement. They want to bankrupt us to make us dependent. Poor people are getting that now. And so it's pretty scary, folks. How'd they take one of the greatest work ethics the world's ever known, and the healthiest and the smartest and the highest IQ and the most mean in a fight, and the historians all over the world marveled about Americans, the most inventive, the most vicious, the most evil, the best. We were all the extremes. Now we're just a bunch of self-propelled stomachs because they put chemical weapons in the water and the food, folks. I mean, it's real simple. And weaponized culture. So we're going to play this clip and then go back to your calls. You know, the false flag may be a strike on Iran. And, you know, Netanyahu's saying it's a very, very bad deal. I don't trust the mullahs. And they say they want to blow up Israel, but Israel says they want to blow up the mullahs. I mean, it's just a bunch of sectarian tribal warfare garbage, and I'm sick of it. I don't have a dog in the Israeli fight. I don't have a dog in the Iranian fight. And I'm telling you, this is all larger. You got fleets massing off China. I got a big stack of news about gear up for war with China, just like Joel Skousen says. I want to get Joel Skousen on next week, guys. Even Sunday, if he can do it. I know we got a guest in studio Sunday. The point is, I said I'd go to your calls. I was real tired today and had real bad allergies today. They've been a lot better because I drink more water in the proprietary nation iodine has been helping, but it's just everybody I know, my family's got bad allergies right now, and I see the guzzle more water, so I thought I'll just come and take a bunch of calls, but sometimes I'm more prolifically profound, I think would be the arrogant way of putting it, when I actually feel under the weather, because then I'm not just so hyper with so much energy, I'm like running around like the Tasmanian devil bouncing into things, but I want to play this clip and then come right back to you. Here is this announcement of a real resistance movement in the info war. They want to ban talking bad about the NSA and the TSA for a reason, because it's effective. Here's that report. We're going right to Obamacare supporters after that.
America is going under classical hardcore tyranny. Censorship and persecution of the press and whistleblowers is at an all-time high. Our nation is beginning to mirror the corruption and oppression and persecution that the Soviet Union ladled out against the press and activists. It's beginning to race towards the type of suppression we witnessed under Hitler, Mao, and others. And it's time for the American people to not cower in fear of this. It's time for the American people to get angry, to get focused, and to get aggressive. We see people that post on Facebook that their premiums have gone up under Obamacare, having their Facebook accounts deleted or suspended. The same thing on Twitter. We're seeing artists who parody the TSA or the NSA being threatened with arrest, being sued, being fined, having their websites taken down. With speech that's clearly protected, my friends, across the board, there is a darkness of intimidation and chilling effect settling in to the United States, but also in Europe. And that's why here at InfoWars, we're striking back with another film contest. We've had more than 15 of these contests. They have reached tens of millions of people. This contest is going to be for $10,000, and you'll have until January 7th to get your videos produced and uploaded to YouTube and two other video platforms. We will then post the entries on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this contest is to defend the First Amendment and let these tyrants know that any further attempts to restrict our free speech will only be met with a doubling down of resistance. Here's the contest. You can go to InfoWars.com where we have this video and the rules posted and examples of previous contests that we've had so that it can give you an idea of what the winning entries will be. We're going to have one prize for $10,000. You can do parodies of the TSA or the NSA because the TSA has threatened to arrest anyone making jokes at the airport, something that's clearly unconstitutional and is just a threat.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
The NSA has gone after people making fun of them, as we just mentioned earlier. So it's important to also lampoon them and let them know that free speech is alive and well. But the winning entry might be a investigative report on the TSA or the NSA. Or you could do a report on both of them. I will watch the videos with my team and pick the $10,000 winner. One winner, $10,000, to be announced in January of 2014. So get going. You've got a little over a month and a half to get your videos produced and to get them out there. And regardless, we all win by promoting the First Amendment, by promoting free expression, and by standing up to these tyrants that are attacking our free speech. Think about how far we've gone, how far we've fallen. What are we going to put up with next? It's time to get past the fear and to have everybody stand up. Sure, they may put us on a list. They may put you on a list. That way we know who the good guys are. Everybody on the list. The bad guys are the people that aren't on the list. It's time to let these tyrants know we're not scared of them and that we are on the offense. Because the best defense is a strong offense. These people are attacking us and it's time to strike back and let the TSA and the NSA and all the other alphabet agencies that are raping our liberties know we are not their slaves.
Reclaim the Constitution! Repeal the Patriot Act and abolish the NSA!
Be part of history. Be part of resisting these tyrants. Let your voice be heard. Produce a video today to support free speech in this country before it's extinguished. And finally, I have a message for those collaborating with these tyrants. History is littered with civilizations that have gone along with corruption only to fall and implode. We do not want to let America disintegrate into abject authoritarian oppression. Choose the side of liberty. Admit you've been wrong and support the First Amendment. Don't be like Admiral Yamamoto, the head of the Japanese fleet that attacked Pearl Harbor, who wrote back to the emperor saying, "I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant," to terrible resolve. Admit that the road we're going down is one that leads to rack and ruin. And let's turn this around before America completely collapses into civil war. Because if the globalists think they're going to have some Soviet-style takeover in America, they're gravely mistaken. So that's the contest. And again, it's just one more salvo against the globalists in the fight for liberty. Up on DrudgeReport.com, on the left-hand side, halfway down, food bank CEO welfare cuts causing nightmare ripple effect. And so there's a whole bunch of these different food bank heads in New York and New Jersey and California and other places saying, look, we're running out of food fast. And, you know, I don't give money to the drugged out homeless folks you see on the side of the street. But if I'm like at a bus stop or driving by a bus stop and see an old lady with both her legs chopped off from diabetes and looking completely freaked out and, you know, clear eyed, I go over and give them money. And I also try to give food to the food bank. But we get so busy, we forget. I'm making a commitment
that I am going to give a lot of food this holiday season directly to the food bank. I'm going to go buy organic quality food and do that, and I'm going to give money to Meals on Wheels, and I'm going to give money to the Salvation Army. And see, the reason I said this before we go to the Obama callers is that if we were doing our job in charity, you wouldn't have the government there in the place of it. But see, government comes in to be the charity group, and then charity ends, and then it isn't charity, it's social engineering. Ron Paul, 3 days a week, he worked as a medical doctor at a fancy hospital down in South Texas on the coast. This is all on record. But then 3 days a week, you know, doctors work 6 days a week, especially in those days, he would go work for $2 a day. $2 a day is what they paid at the charity hospital delivering babies. By the way, he didn't do that because he was some type of hero. That's what doctors did. That's what men of honor did when you take on a priestly position. And you go back to every civilization, a doctor, that is a priestly position. That is a sacred position. Not some pill dispensary. My dad wrote an article about it. And I'm not even going to get into it just yesterday, but it was just about some family of mine that they went in. It was all computerized. She said, "Oh, I can't do my sugar test. She's never had a high blood sugar." I'll tell the story after I go to calls. She says, I'm not going to say the family member for their privacy, but she's old lady, and goes to them, and they go, "It doesn't matter." So they take her blood, and they say, "Oh, you've got some high blood sugar. We're going to put you right now on this new pill." And my dad went and looked at the paperwork and everything, and my other family member witnessed all this going on. And they were supposed to do a test where they take a blood cell, and then they basically extract the data in it. Just like a hair follicle has a history in it. It has a month, at least a month, in the red blood cell. History of the sugar, so you average that together. And you're really supposed to do that, but the computer programs now say, no, just put them on this drug, because the drug companies now control the programming. And basically, if you're an old person and already skinny, this stuff will kill you. It'll make you lose weight till you die and absolutely wreck your guts. And one pill basically almost killed her. And the doctor thought it was real funny when my dad, who is a oral surgeon and a dentist and also a chemist, went and tried to, you know, basically investigate it. It's just funny, folks. Very, very funny to these people. There it is. HHS computers take control away from doctors. 90-year-old woman put on diabetics medication when she didn't have diabetes. One pill, and it says in there, expect violent reactions. I mean, these people are sick. So there's your Obamacare. Kyle was a former Obamacare supporter. Then we'll go to Matt. You know what? I'm going to go to Kyle after. I want to hear from a supporter. Matt, you actually signed up. Tell us about it.
First off, I just wanted to say thanks. And, I was one of those unfortunate people who got, who's a victim of the modern medical complex. So I had I have a pre-existing condition. And about the end of last year, I realized my job was going nowhere. So I decided to go to school full-time and really focus on getting my own businesses up off the ground. And so I've been paying Cobra about $500 a month, $550 a month, really, to have a good plan because of my pre-existing condition. And starting next year, I signed up. I mean, it did take me about 6 weeks to get the first application processed, but it finally processed yesterday or a couple days ago, and I qualify for Medicaid since I'm a student. Since I've been a student this year, I haven't made much
money.
But,
sir, you would have always been able to get Medicaid if you were a student and didn't have enough money.
No, the because I'm a male over the age of 21, you don't qualify unless you have a family or you're disabled or other things like that. I'm not saying that the Obamacare is the whole thing is good, but at least I think that the Medicaid should have been expanded to begin with. I was not a fan of Obamacare in general.
Well, I was about to say, if you're going to have socialism, just expand Medicare and Medicaid to everybody, which they claim is really the socialist plan, but that's not what this is. And that's bad enough to make everybody dependent, and it'll give government control. The I hope folks understand, the insurance companies wrote this. And it's like rat poison. It's 90% good, 10% poison. I mean, so it's interesting to hear a case where you were able to get this when you couldn't get it previously. Now, from the way I've read it and from the way I've heard, you may have been being misled. If you could show a pre-existing condition, that's basically a disability and should be listed as so, and then you can go, if you've been refused insurance, and then charity care kicks in. You know most hospitals are, quote, tax-exempt, but they really are profit-driven. They're supposed to do at least a third of their work as charity. Did you know until about 15 years ago, when they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath, doctors and medical practitioners were taught that you are to minister to the poor for free? And if you need devices or instruments, you are to go, just like in, you know, all the famous literature, fiction as well as nonfiction, where you go around knocking on people's doors as doctors saying, I need money for the fun, for the poor, for the medical equipment. And it's just like in A Christmas Carol. They come to, you know, hey, we need money for the orphanage, for the kids. That's what you're supposed to do. And then it's all decentralized, and it works a lot better. But very, very interesting to hear your positive story. We'll be right back with other loving positive stories.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls right now in this segment or the next. We have a special guest joining us dealing with military purge going on. This is going to be some very important information with an investigative reporter coming up. This is going to be some key intel, so I really look forward to talking to him. He's talked to a whole bunch of top generals, brigadier generals, major generals, retired. you name it, that are saying the purge is going on. And we have our own Navy SEAL contacts you've heard on air and military police and others. This is a big deal. Briefly, searching out the best thing for my family with all the increased radiation background to protect my glands, my thyroid mainly that regulates so many other things, listening to all the different experts across the board, nascent iodine was the way to go. And the other iodines I tried tasted like horrible rocket fuel and burned my throat, the alcohol-based stuff. I'm not knocking it. It's better than nothing. So we went out to the only place that has the glycerin-based organic proprietary. It's simply amazing, and we have it. And, of course, we popularized it now, folks. And we have a bunch of it in now, and we're now shipping it out, and we're caught up to about a week behind on the shipping. But by the middle of next week, we should be able to ship it out like the day your order comes in. Okay, so we've got it, Survival Shield from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And this stuff is essential to store, obviously, because it's a great dietary supplement day-to-day, but it's just great to store for any type of emergency, and any preparedness pantry needs to have this. And I'm only going to give you the best. I'm developing other products right now that cost us five times more than what the other big supplement folks are putting out. You can get vitamins and stuff for like $2 bottled and sell them. But we're doing stuff where it's like $10, $15 what we're developing, and then sell it for $30 and fund our operation. I mean, I'm just, whatever I bring you is what I use. I believe in you reap what you sow. So I bring you what I believe from the research is the best, and it funds the operation. So Survival Shield, proprietary special nascent iodine, and the Modafinilin also has a good form of the iodine in it as well. And it's the clean seaweed from the Southern Hemisphere. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com as well, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. We need your prayers. I know God's looking over my shoulder, and I'm trying to be the best person I can be. I repent of things I've done. And folks know the things I've done. It's not going to be like, that's not a big deal. It doesn't matter. I get out of control sometimes, and we all do. And it's just I just need a higher power to help me. And all the studies show, even if you don't believe in a higher power, if you don't believe in it, but when someone does believe in it, it helps you. And so we just need to call on God to help us in this time of great evil. Let's talk to who's up next here. We've got Roy, Jeff, John, Kyle, Alan. Alan in Delaware is up next. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you again. You know, I've discussed many times on the Everyman Show about Obamacare being, in fact, a eugenics program. You know, I'm on Medicare. I was a millionaire 8 years ago. What I did, Alex, was I liquidated all my assets into gold and silver. I've got this stuff buried. I'm playing poor. I'm living in a shack on the side of the road that I was able to get from the bank using. I've got rid of my wealth. I'm playing the wounded duck in the pond. Okay, warning all the other ducks, letting them know I need to get in. The doctors want to take my blood. I said no. They want to give me pills. I said no. They said, well, why do you have Medicaid? I said, well, in case I need it. You know, Fukushima. Let me tell you, when you bring knowledge to these people, they get violent.
I was about to say, stay there. You're this is a smart caller. Stay there. Folks, I had my finger chopped off, hanging by skin, and they were letting all the illegals in front of me, wouldn't put it on, and my dad came and said, no, you got to get that on, it's going to die. And I said, I'm Alex Jones, I'm going to sue you, I know you have a surgeon, give me the care, and they did it. And that's exactly right. You got to go in and say, you're going to give me health care. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.